A snap of extreme cold weather could be good news for the state's hemlock trees. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports.
Hemlock trees in Connecticut have been having a tough go of it, thanks in part to a small sap-sucking insect, the hemlock woolly adelgid. This invasive Japanese insect has contributed to die-offs of native trees like the eastern hemlock, but Carol Chia with the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station says something might finally be causing the adelgids to die off, all this cold weather.
But here's the really interesting part of the story. I have been looking for adelgids since the summer, and right now I have been hardly able to find any adelgid at all, even in places where I used to be able to collect adelgids.
For years, she's been going out to look for adelgids and says recently extreme cold snaps, like what's happening in Connecticut, kill lots of adelgids, in some years causing more than 90% mortality.
My feeling is that at least with regards to the adelgid, we no longer have such a serious threat as we had just a decade ago. And that's a very good scenario for our hemlock trees.
But it's a tempered optimism. Hemlocks have other stressors. There's drought and another insect, which may be taking the adelgid's place, the elongate hemlock scale, an invasive pest that appears better at shaking off the impacts of Connecticut's recent extreme cold. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.